Hello, everybody. Happy hump day. Hope everyone's having a really good start and middle of the week. And I'm so excited that you're joining me this evening. And I know it might seem a little premature to already talk about the holidays, but if you've been into any grocery store or Target lately, there is Halloween candy everywhere. And the holidays really start now when the candy starts coming out, even in full force. So great to have all this information now before the sweets and everything kind of tempt you even more. So thank you so much for joining me. And my whole intention for this call today is just to give you so much information that you feel really good going into the holidays and just feeling really healthy so that it becomes easier to really continue to take care of yourself and your health. And I'm going to share with you some really simple and easy things that you can add in. And then I'm going to open it up for a Q&A at the end. So if you have any questions whatsoever during this time together this evening, maybe just jot it down on a piece of paper so you remember when I open it up for questions and answers at the end so I can make sure that I can answer any question you might have and really help support you in having the most stress-free, relaxed, healthy holiday this year. So for all of you that might not know me very well. My name is Katie, and I live in Los Angeles. I moved out here about, goodness, I think it's been 3.5 years now. I've lived in New York City, and I grew up in New Hampshire. So I'm an East Coast girl living out in the sunshine and really enjoying this weather so much. And one thing that I really noticed since I moved out to California was that it was a little bit easier for me to feel healthier because of the sunshine. I never really realized how much that I was missing that sun until I moved here, and then I see the sun every day. So that's definitely one thing we're going to talk about today is kind of, you know, no matter where you live, just making sure that you're still kind of getting outside, even if it's cold out, just to still feel the sunshine on your face no matter where you live this year. So that's a good thing to remember as we're moving forward today. It's like, what would really be your ideal way to have a healthy holiday? Is it spending time with family? Is it maybe spending less time with certain family members? Is it sleeping more? Is it just not going to every single holiday party that you're invited to? So really think about that before we start the call today. It's like, how do I really want to feel this holiday season? Maybe reflect on last year and think about maybe how you felt last year. And if it was wonderful, maybe keep going with it this year. Or if there's something that you want to kind of change up a little bit, we'll talk about that and some things that you can do today. But first, come up with that intention on how you really, really would like to feel. I truly, truly believe that when we are coming from a place of feeling, it's so much easier to add healthy things in because we know our desired feeling, especially during the holidays. So I am a women's health and wellness expert, and I've been doing this for over 4 years now, and this will be my fourth healthy holiday with all of you. And I got into nutrition when I was living in New York. I was probably about 27-ish when I got really sick. I got this crazy sinus infection that did not go away. I had it for an entire year. I thought that I kept getting different sinus infections. Turns out I had the same sinus infection for an entire year, and it just wouldn't go away. I tried antibiotics. I tried everything. A doctor even suggested some sinus surgery, and I was like, oh, I really don't think I want to do that. And finally, I found a holistic doctor who changed my life, and she basically was like, asking me, why do you think you're not feeling well? Why do you feel so stressed out? And just asking me some of these questions that I wasn't really asking myself. Those kind of simple yet hard questions that we tend to kind of pass by because we really don't, are really not sure if we want to think about those things. And that day was my aha moment. I remember leaving her office thinking she was completely crazy. But I was like, you know, I'm at my wit's end. I'll try anything at this point to feel better. So I got a neti pot like she suggested, probiotics. I started doing yoga. And she also suggested doing meditation, which I finally really added in this year on a daily basis. It was something that I tried for so long that didn't happen, but that was kind of the last piece of the puzzle that she had suggested to me that I finally was able to incorporate more into my life. And after this weekend of kind of self-care and sleeping and using the neti pot and trying to eat healthier, I slowly started feeling better in my body. I'm super excited to say this because I have not had a sinus infection since. I'm 35 now. And that moment in when I left her office and when I really tried some holistic approaches to my own health and wellness totally changed my life. I was always tired. I was always sick. I had crazy ice cream and cheese cravings constantly. I was not in the best place in my life. I was in making bad choices with relationships, dating the wrong person over and over again. I was trying to eat healthy, and I thought that I was eating healthy, but I wasn't really nourishing my body. My body was not thriving. And it's been little baby steps from that moment to where I am now. And even to this day, I'm still trying different things. You know, one of my key things I've been working on recently is letting go and learning how to relax a little bit more. That's a big component of my life that I realized that I was missing was just some more downtime. So it's just something that I constantly work on as well. But the key here is that I no longer get sick. I have a lot of energy, and I've been really learn how to trust and listen to my body. And that's been kind of the biggest thing. And that's kind of with the holidays, there's a lot of different emotions. There's so many more social obligations and events and things that we probably really want to do. But it's all going back to, like, that feeling. Like, how would you really, really like to feel this holiday season? Because that's really going to make such a big difference in the way that you enjoy the holidays instead of kind of rushing around. The holidays bring on the busiest time of the year. They also bring on a lot of stress. We tend to want to overdo it. We tend to want to always buy that perfect gift or have that outfit or be at that certain party. We have client events, family, work, and you might already be feeling really overwhelmed just thinking about it all. And that sense of overwhelmingness is what kind of gets in the way of us enjoying the holidays. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to have a certain look or feel. And over time, I've really learned that less is more. We tend to kind of want to overdo it, keep the traditions, and do all those things. But because it's the busiest time of the year, really think about where you are in your life right now. And where would you really like to be for Thanksgiving and for Christmas or Hanukkah, New Year's, whatever holidays that you celebrate this year? And think about being busy and thinking about when you get like that, when you get overwhelmed, when you get busy, what is really the first thing that kind of disappears from your life? That's usually us. That's usually when we become busy and overwhelmed. We put our careers first, our families, our friends, and that's when we really forget about us. So something that I really encourage you to do is maybe, even though it's a really far ahead of schedule, is make appointments for self-care. If you know that Thanksgiving or Christmas is a busy time of the year, it's very emotional for you, call ahead and make an appointment to get a massage or two or three. Maybe even make an appointment for a pedicure or manicure, maybe scheduling already out in your calendar specific days that you do not want to go out. If you know that Tuesday nights you always like to go to that your favorite yoga class, already schedule that out in your calendar. Yoga with me. Put your name in there. I like to make it out and say Katie time. And I've been really blocking my schedule out to do things that I know help me feel good. So even if that's the only time someone can talk to me, I look at my calendar and I'm like, you know, I really decided that I'm going to do this for myself. And I make a choice. Sometimes I meet with that person, but sometimes I go to yoga and I say no. So really think about the way that you want to feel, the way that your life usually looks like around the holidays, and already schedule yourself in to have you time so that you can enjoy this time of the year. The winter is when our bodies are supposed to slow down. We want to sleep more. We want to eat nourishing comfort food. And it's hard because it's the busiest time of the year. So we're kind of being torn in two different ways where we feel like we should be going and doing something, but at the same time our bodies are like, no, I want to stay under the covers a little bit longer. So knowing you and knowing your schedule and your life, I really, really encourage you to think ahead and put yourself in your calendar. That becomes really, really important. And the first thing we're going to talk about today is just a little quick little self-assessment. I think this is so important with anything with nutrition and health and wellness. And this is what I love to do when I'm working with the women that I support is just seeing, like, how you're feeling, you know. And that good indicator is kind of the last few holidays, you know, what was really, really going on in your life. And check in with yourself. You might already have holiday plans. And think about your stress levels. Stress is the number one reason why we don't enjoy the holidays. We put way too much pressure on ourselves, and then the holidays become not fun anymore. So think about the holiday plans that you have, and think about, with these holiday plans, is this something that you really want to do? And maybe you don't really want to do it, but you're doing it anyway, so maybe you shorten the trip, maybe you fly in and out on less busy days, and just kind of think about that. Notice right now what types of food your body's starting to crave. We're going into the cooler months, so what kind of foods are your body craving? And really, really slow down and listen. Sometimes when our body's craving certain foods, we don't want to know that because we don't want to eat that certain food. So I really encourage you to not judge what your body is trying to tell you and let go of those expectations of what you think you should be feeding your body and really try to think about, okay, what does my body want right now? Think about your mood. And then think about what are those work temptations might be. Do you have that candy jar on your coworker's desk? Or what kind of different food might be around you? What different types of things? And that kind of gives us a really good idea of how we're going to go into the holidays. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be the way that you feel or any of that jazz. But thinking about the past few holidays and thinking about how you feel right now, because what we're going to be doing now is helping you get and feel so healthy that when you go into the holidays, you're not worried about drinking more water or eating more greens. It's already kind of become part of your daily habit. And think about the holidays, right? Like, what do they actually mean to you? Can you take more vacation days or more personal days than you are to enjoy the holidays a little bit more? Or maybe you take a personal day when you get back from the holidays and not jump right back into work. But really think about what it is that's really, really important to you about the holidays. And things that we forget about the holidays is that they're supposed to, quote unquote, be eventful and fun. So think about really trying to find your inner child and thinking about what really helps you enjoy the holidays more. Was it playing in the snow or making cookies in the kitchen? You know, what was it that you really, really, really enjoyed about the holidays? And try to bring that back. The older we get, we tend to kind of take on these adult roles and do these adult things. But having fun and being playful is the best way to kind of ease yourself into the holiday season a little bit more. So we're going to go back to the sugar because sugar is everywhere. The Halloween candy is everywhere. And if you have kids, you're going to probably go trick-or-treating next week. Now, with trick-or-treating, becomes the candy sweet craving. So our bodies always want something sweet. The moment that we were born and we had our mom's milk or other sorts of formulas and things like that, there is sweetness in that. And our body craves and loves sweet. And I am never one to restrict or deprive myself of anything. And I do eat sweets. But I really want to help you have healthier sweets than a lot of the candy that is out in the stores and in the candy jars at work. The one thing is drinking tons and tons of water. The number one reason why we're craving sweets or craving anything is that we're usually super dehydrated. Even if we think we're drinking a lot of water, if your body's craving a lot of different things, try to give it a lot of water. Water is really, really going to help us reduce that. Second is kind of replacing different things. So if you're really, really craving chocolate, I encourage you to try some raw cacao or buying some candy bars that actually have raw cacao in them already. So cacao, not cocoa, it's C-A-C-A-O instead of O-C-A-C-O, is real chocolate. There's no sugar in it. It has tons of iron, magnesium, and this is actually what our body's craving the majority of the time. When our body craves chocolate, it's usually because we're low in iron or magnesium or even calcium. It has vitamin C as well. So just by adding in and using raw cacao in baking or making different foods with the raw cacao, you can do the powder in your smoothies. You can use the nibs in chocolate chip cookies instead of the chocolate chips. And just trying to kind of play around with different things to really help your body not crave the sugar as much, but still getting all of the health benefits of what you're eating. Now, I love peanut butter Reese's peanut butter cups. Like, they are like my favorite things in the world, but I can't eat them anymore because I get crazy headaches because of the processed sugars and different things that are in these foods. So I have been actually taking and making, I do like a scoop of peanut butter, but taking my cacao nibs and putting it in a bowl and kind of eating it that way. I made some homemade peanut butter balls with the raw cacao and peanut butter and different things. So I have some recipes if you're interested. I can send them along to you. But really think about not depriving or restricting your body of your favorite holiday treats, but either getting creative in the kitchen or asking me for some recipes so that you still feel like you're getting those cookies and those things that your body loves around the holidays, but that you're just giving your body a healthier version of it so that you're not craving the sugar. And I guarantee you, just by doing small little replacements, you're going to crave the sugar less. And this is what's going to give you so much more energy to actually enjoy the holidays. When we're craving sugar, it brings our energy down. And then when we give our bodies sugar, especially the artificial sugars and things that are in a lot of the candy bars and different things, we're on this constant up and down roller coaster. And then you add in the holidays, and then you add in all the work and social events, and it just becomes this point of being very, very overwhelmed. And then we try to be okay by adding in more of the sugar to kind of keep us balanced. So if you notice that you're already kind of on this roller coaster, let's kind of already start by really trying to reduce those sugar cravings, drinking more water, replacing the sugars. Raw local honey is amazing for you. It still is sugar, so you don't want to use a lot of it, but it also helps your immunity and build up your immune system too. So this is really helpful as we're going into the kind of the cold and flu season as well. And with healthy holiday eating, we're really trying to think about eating for energy. Now, when we're eating for energy, a lot of people just think that's the certain foods that we are eating. And yes, that's super important. A lot of the food that we're eating might be depleting your energy. But it's also the way that you are eating and the types of food that you're eating during the day. So just a quick tip. Our body uses a lot of its energy to actually digest our food. So if you're feeling really tired and you're eating a lot of different things and no matter what you're putting in your body, you feel tired, let's kind of switch it around a little bit. So fruit is easiest for our body to digest, so it doesn't use a lot of energy. Then it goes to vegetables, then greens and seeds, and then meat. So I encourage you, if you're feeling really tired, to only have meat protein at dinner. This way, after you have dinner and you're winding down from the day, your body is not doesn't need energy to perform at work or to think and drive and do all of the things that we need it to do. Instead, you're slowing down the body. The body is digesting the food. And it also has all night long to digest the food instead of using the energy during the day. And then in the morning, maybe having some sort of fruit, some sort of greens, maybe a green smoothie. It is getting colder out, so maybe it's rolled oats or toast with slices of avocado and tomato and different things like that. And then lunch, again, greens. I'm just trying to stay away from the proteins and things like that and just really letting the body digest its food and really use the energy to move and to feel energetic. This will really help you, and if you're doing this and drinking water and reducing the sugar now, it's really going to help you have the energy that you need to really enjoy the holidays. Another trick is citrus. Citrus, the smell of an orange or a grapefruit, is super invigorating and gives your body some energy. You're tired, have an afternoon snack of a clementine, an orange, they're coming back in the season. Maybe if you can't have that, you're not accessible to any of that, get a citrus candle, leave it at your desk. Don't light it, especially if you work in corporate, they might not like that. But just the smell of citrus on your desk is also going to give you some energy. It's also very, very calming. Another thing as well, if you're feeling a little stressed, get some lavender oil and kind of put that on and do different things to reduce the stress. So deep, deep breathing all day long. I say start now because getting your body used to taking deep, deep breaths in and longer breaths out will really help calm the body down. And this is what's going to help us really tune into the body so much, so that we don't find ourselves doing too much of the emotional and the stress eating, especially when we're with our family members. Now, the next thing I'm going to talk about, a lot of people aren't really super excited about, but I encourage you to slowly limit the alcohol that you're drinking. Now, as we go into the holidays, especially with holiday parties, is going to be drinking and different things like that every single night. And I'm not saying that you have to give up alcohol or drinking, but slowly limit the amount of alcoholic drinks that you are having, because that's going to help you feel better. The alcohol really gets in the way of our emotions and might just not help us feel as good as we would like to. It slows us down the next day. So really think ahead about what you need to do the next day, how you really want to feel, and then have a glass of red wine or have a drink, but just make sure you drink tons of water before, and then in between drinks, have a huge glass of water, drink slow, but really kind of take care of you, and that's a really good step around the holidays so that it doesn't become super, super emotional as well. And then comes in kind of the self-care aspect. So with the holidays, really, really important to slow down. Like, I give you permission to slow down your life, to say no to others so that you really can say yes to yourself. Going back to that schedule and really making sure, because we're going into hibernation mode, in our lives and in the seasons, it's really a good time to make sure that you're getting enough sleep. If you're getting 7-8 hours now, and then you notice as soon as you kind of go into the holidays that you need more, please give yourself more sleep. Don't think that there's something wrong. You just probably need to sleep a little bit more. Another thing that I forgot to mention with the sugar, too, is adding in some fermented foods. And a lot of people look at me oddly when I say fermented foods, so I'm just going to kind of clarify that a little bit. But fermented foods have more of a sour taste to them, which is really not in the American palate. We don't eat a lot of sour-tasting foods. And the one thing to think about when we are eating is that we really want to try to satisfy all of these tastes. So bitter, sweet, pungent on our taste buds. If we're able to do that, that actually helps us not crave the sugars or the other foods as much because we're giving our body more of a different type of flavor and texture. So one of my favorite things is kombucha. Love kombucha. You could do some kimchi. A lot of people either love or hate kimchi or have never had it, but kimchi, what I like to do with the kimchi is I will have it as a, I'll make a stir fry and then I'll put the kimchi as a side and then I'll just put a little bit of the stir fry with some quinoa and the kimchi, maybe with some chicken. You can also, some people actually eat it out of the glass jar, so you could do that as well if that sometimes happens. Sauerkraut is also another good fermented food. Ginger is a really good way, too, to kind of offset those sugar cravings. So you could either do fresh ginger. You could get some fermented ginger. You could do even some ginger tea. That would be really good as well. But the fermented foods help you avoid the sugar. And what they're doing is that they're really adding in healthy probiotics to the belly, to the gut. And when we actually have some healthy probiotics and healthy things in our gut, it helps with digestion. And the clearer that our belly is, the more that we have the digestion, we actually increase our energy and decrease kind of all those cravings and things like that. So if you even notice that you get a lot of colds and flus, add in the fermented foods because that's really helping build up your immunity. And I apologize, I wanted to mention that when I was talking about sugar. I just got too excited, I kept going. Plan ahead, too. Now that we're going into the cooler months, it is the perfect time to make stews and chilies and casseroles. So when we're trying to get into the routine of doing some meal prepping on Sundays, and maybe making a casserole for the week and cutting it in half and freezing half of it for when it gets really busy around Thanksgiving and Christmas time and Hanukkah and the New Year. So think about things that you like to eat that you could start making during the week when you're making your meals. I really encourage getting into like a Sunday or Saturday or whatever day is easiest for you, but like a little meal prepping time. So that you can kind of start getting some things in the freezer. Just if you're putting them in the freezer, put them in some glass containers and label them so that you can actually find them when you want to eat them. But really, really plan ahead. Just like we're doing with our schedule and adding in massages and adding in some self-care time, plan ahead with the food. So when you, especially if you know that the month of December is just totally going to be crazy for you, have some healthy food already frozen in the fridge because it's going to be so much easier to be and eat healthy if you already have these foods prepared for you. Now, when you're sitting down and when you're kind of enjoying your holiday meals, just in case we don't talk between now and the holidays, I encourage you to just enjoy them. Like, think about this. I think a lot of times we're kind of around the holidays were like the healthier pumpkin pie and how to have a healthy Thanksgiving and not overeat. And I'm not encouraging anyone to overeat. I always encourage you to really listen to your body and see what your body feels and what it really wants to eat. But this might be the only, I know for me, I only really have stuffing on Thanksgiving, and stuffing is my absolute favorite dish. I like to have it at Thanksgiving. I like to have it at every holiday, but I usually only have it on Thanksgiving. So I usually have seconds of the stuffing because that's my favorite thing, and I look forward to that every year. So I encourage you to enjoy whatever it is that you love about that meal, because if you're not enjoying it, then you're going to be thinking about it so much more after the holidays, and then all you're going to want to do is eat stuffing, and it's never going to feel as good as it does when you're eating stuffing at the holiday dinner table with your friends and family. So I really encourage you to kind of enjoy the favorite dish. And if you have more than one, enjoy all of them. Just remember to have breakfast, have lunch, like have food throughout the day so you're not eating on an empty stomach. And then try to move after you eat just to get your digestion moving, just so you can kind of not feel so sluggish and just feel like a little bit more energetic after you eat a really, really heavy meal. And this whole thing is just really about being honest with yourself, too, about how you want to be. And it's going back to basics. You know, there's so much information out there, and I could talk for hours about how to have a healthy holiday and what to do, what to not do. But just think about the basics, right? Like, think about, am I drinking enough water? Did I have vegetables today? Am I eating too many meals that are coming out of boxes instead of cooking? And really think about how you can shift your day or your schedule so that you do have enough time to drink water or to cook on the weekends, and really, really planning ahead. Because that's when it matters the most. This is when we really have time before next week kind of starts, the beginning of the candy everywhere. It's time to kind of sit back and think about how you would really, really like to feel and what kind of choices you can make this year that are going to help you have the healthier holiday that you totally can. And when you think about it as well, I want you to make sure that you're making the choice and you're choosing to do this for yourself. So make that intention of, I would love to have a healthy holiday. I would like to feel calm. I would like to feel, and then make it very present and positive. So already act as if it's already happened. So if you would like to feel calm this holiday season, your intention from today until January 1st is, I am calm. When you wake up in the morning and throughout the day, remind yourself of how you would really like to feel, to stay in that space, to stay in the space that allows you to enjoy the holidays more. Because it's really the sugar and the stress and the lack of sleep that make us feel a little cray-cray around the holidays. So getting kind of sugar on the DL and really trying to sleep a little bit more, adding in some deep, deep breathing, adding in some meditation is really going to help maintain this healthy balance throughout the whole entire holidays. And it's going to help you not overindulge every single moment of every single day. But I do encourage you to enjoy and eat whatever you would really, really, really love to eat and enjoy over the holidays. And please remember that, because if you don't remember anything else that I said this evening, I really encourage you to enjoy that favorite meal and really feel good while you're doing it. And just trusting your body, and your body's really going to know that it might not want more of it, and that's totally okay as well. So I talked for a lot tonight, and before I open up for Q&A, I'm going to announce the winner of the $20 gift from Zeta Body. Zeta is my favorite natural skincare line. They do all organic oils, and it's amazing. They smell delicious. They really help your skin so much. And the winner tonight, and I basically put everyone's names in a hat, and I'm just, like, pulling names out of the hat. And the winner is Peg McKenna. So I will be emailing Peg after this call and letting her know that she is the winner. And if anybody else wants to know a little bit more about Vita, I'm going to actually send you all a link in the follow-up email along with this recorded line as well. So if anybody has any questions, I'm going to open up for Q&A, but if you need any additional support at any time, I'm actually opening my schedule up for three one-on-one 30-minute targeted sessions with me in the next week. So if that's something that you're interested in, I will send out the link with my schedule, and you can find the time that works for you. But I only have three available. So if this is something that you really want to do, please sign up fast. And if you have any questions about anything, of course, you can email me at any time as well. But does anybody have any questions out there about healthy holiday in general, about food or mood or anything?
Katie, could you tell us about the raw chocolate again?
Sure. So raw chocolate, it's C-A-C-A-O, and it comes in a powder form like you would use in baking, and it also comes in nibs, and it also comes in the bean, but you can't really do much with the bean, so I would encourage you to buy the nibs or the powder. And what I do is I usually use the powder in replacement of, like, cocoa. I use that instead because the cocoa, even though it doesn't have sugar in it, it also doesn't have the nutrients that you're getting with the cacao. So I'll put that in baking. I'll put that in smoothies. And then with the nibs, I use that, like, on top of oatmeal. I use it on top of my chia seed pudding. I'll put it in with peanut butter, and it just adds, like, a little bit of a different texture. But it's amazing. And the thing that I didn't mention before about it as well is the week before we get our period is when we're craving chocolate the most, and that's because our body's looking for iron and magnesium. And way back in the day, our body was eating real chocolate, and over time it's processed, and most of the chocolate out there is just sugar and dairy. So the reason why we're craving it is because the iron and magnesium levels in our body drop, like, super fast. And our body knows exactly that the chocolate can bring it back up again. It's just that we're not giving it the right chocolate. So the raw cacao is awesome. You can buy it in Whole Foods, Sprouts. You can get it on Amazon Prime or a regular Amazon as well, or like a local health store depending on where you live. But it's incredible. I eat chocolate every day. I eat the raw cacao every day. And it's helped my sugar cravings. And it's also helped me around PMS time, too, not really have as many PMS signs as I used to.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and if you need any recipes, just let me know. Email me, and I'll send you a few of my favorite chocolate recipes.
Thank you. I will.
Anybody else have any questions? Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me. If you think of something after we get off the call today, just email me, or you could sign up for a nice one-on-one session with me, really targeted about how to support you over the holidays, just in case some things might have come up as we were talking today. And thank you all so much for joining me, and I really look forward to supporting you for the rest of the year. And if you ever have any suggestions on future calls or blog posts or anything that you want to know, please, I'm so open, and would love to hear your feedback at any time. So send me a note, write on my Facebook wall, whatever, however you want to get my attention. So enjoy the rest of your evening, and thank you so much for having me tonight, and have a wonderful, healthy holiday, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.